There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's start with Alexis. I don't think you spoke about it on last week's show. I think Jürgen kind of confirmed afterwards out that it's bad. So, I mean, it doesn't sound great when he says that the stud went right through the muscle into his bone.
Yeah.
And now we have to wait till it's healed. It's been pretty painful. Obviously, he missed the game the other day. It feels like this might be one that lingers on a little bit. Like, I'd be shocked if we see him Wednesday. I'd be shocked if we saw him on the weekend. It doesn't. I mean, obviously, his Instagram pictures didn't do any favours when he's walking around on crutches. Like his leg was hanging off.
But
it's a strange injury. Like, Liverpool seem to get these weird injuries, but like, it has been a blow to not have Alexis. I think we definitely missed him at the weekend. We have noticed what we've lost since he's been out the team.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously going to talk about Gravenberch, but you lose another midfielder in the meantime as well, which adds further pressure. I don't know. I mean, Pep Linders is doing his press conference later today. So I actually tried to ask, and Tony just ignored me, missed my eye, and just left the press conference on Sunday. I was about to ask about Jota and McAllister. Was there any chance of them featuring in the Christmas games? And it didn't happen. So I would hope he gets asked today or he offers that up, Pep. Yeah, you're right, Liverpool have missed him, definitely. I think what you're seeing before his injury was that they were getting the hang of using McAllister and getting the hang of how they have to play when he plays in that midfield. And his form was improving. You know, I thought he was pretty good against Sheffield United. Obviously had that big moment against Fulham. I think a few people were surprised he was taken off in that game when he was playing so well. Did okay at City as well. One of the players who I think found a good level there. So he has been missed. You can see, I thought Endo played well on Sunday. I thought for him, you know, he can come away and say, well, I didn't lose many battles. I didn't sort of, you know, hinder my team in any way. I played forward when I could. But he's not quite the same in terms of the way he moves the ball. He's not as sharp. He's not as quick. He's not as, you know, probing with those passes. He's a little bit more robotic. You know, you can read what he's going to do a little bit easier if you're the defending side. He's not going to surprise you too much. But having bodies, I think, is the more important thing at this stage, because Liverpool are just looking a little bit, you know, just a couple short sometimes in games, whether it's, you know, if a couple are off it, have you got anyone else? And the one that I wrote about on Monday, and I think McAllister's definitely one that they missed, but Jota, I think, is the one that they've missed badly since he got injured. And there's a stat that I've used, which they've scored 9 goals in the Premier League since he was injured, and only one of them has been from the forwards. And I don't think that's any coincidence. I think that, you know, Liverpool have found it either more difficult to create good chances in the box or to convert them in the box. And I think Jota helps with both of those aspects, you know, especially in games where you've got tight defences, where you're crossing it a lot, where you're spending a lot of time in the opposition half and you're sort of having to rely on second balls, ricochets, you know, reactions, those kind of things. That's where Jota shines. So I would love, dearly love, if Pep Linders give us some hope that he could be featuring against Arsenal, because they're his favourite opponents.
Absolutely loves scoring League Cup goals against Arsenal as well, I suppose. The question on, he was running, wasn't he? I think that was the last update we got on Jota. So he hopefully isn't too far away. It's just how cautious you be. Liverpool have got now game Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday.
They've got a decent break between the Burnley and the Newcastle game, haven't they? You know, about as good as it could be, really, you know, for a Christmas period. We're used to 26, 28, aren't 16. We? You know, 26, 29 or whatever. They've got, you know, a decent clear week there. But the need, obviously, is there. I think Burnley, I think you could, without being disrespectful, I think you could, there is scope to to make a few changes to the team. I can imagine Jarrell Kwanza playing in a game like that.
Burnley away is different, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Burnley away on Boxing Day or New Year's Day.
Yeah,
look, Burnley away now.
And it's not. That's not a case of, oh, it'll be easy. It's just
different challenge.
A different challenge, and players who are capable of playing in a game like that. You know, Endo, Harvey Elliott potentially. You know, get a start in a league game, which he hasn't done too often. But just having people like Jota available on the bench even for 15 minutes. Obviously, the knock-on effect of him not being available is that you sort of, the three have really been asked to do it all, haven't they, in the league games, you know, and with Gakpo as the sub, and it just means that maybe they're adding the fatigue, but they're not in form as well, so it just stands out a little bit more. But yeah, having Jota and McAllister back ASAP would be very nice, and you know, we'll segue into Ryan Gravenberch
Ryan Gravenberch went off, obviously. Jürgen's comments after the game, where he told me it got worse during the game, so it means it was not BAM. We hoped it would go by, but it didn't. I was not serious. We don't know if he'll be a part of the next three matches. We'll see. I mean, it's unlikely that a fella ever goes down like that and just plays like a few days later for Liverpool. It didn't look particularly great for Ryan Gravenberch. Again, he's someone you mentioned before, what young players who haven't, he hasn't played a lot, and then he's been thrown into what's been a very intense schedule, and he's picked up injuries all through. He's had little ones and twos all through. He missed the Brentford game, didn't he, where he'd got a little knock as well,
just before the international break,
just before that. So it just feels like he's another one who, it's no real surprise really for a lad who hasn't played footy for a year at this time of year to get a little muscle injury. It depends how now, because when you lose, you've already got no Thiago and Bucetic, we'll see how that could be any time, who knows. Then you lose McAllister, and then you go grab Mitch. All of a sudden, you've gone from having like 6, 7, 8, 9 midfield options, and you're down to not bare bones, but you're down to a couple less.
Yeah.
And those lads are being asked to go to the well again and again and again. Like, Gravenberch got in the team because Curtis got injured, it's worth mentioning, and suspended and injured.
Yeah.
It does give Curtis an opportunity, but Liverpool, again, three games in 6 days or whatever that they've got to play, Wednesday to Tuesday. It isn't ideal.
It's not. I mean, it was a shame for Gravenberch, because just before he got injured, he'd just done the best thing he'd done in the whole game, hadn't he? He just had that run where he just ended on the edge of the box, and that's the best thing about him, the way he plays.
He carries the ball,
but if you roll it in someone, he's got his back to someone, you know he's not going to lose it, because he's just so strong and sort of wiry in the way he can turn. You're right, him not playing many games for Bayern, that's the effect of it, isn't it, when you're not conditioned to that level of schedule, and Liverpool have been relatively careful with him. He hasn't, you know, I don't think he's done 90 minutes too often. They obviously tried to manage him on Thursday night in Belgium, and he come off for 45, and then he goes down just before the hour, so I'd be surprised if we see him. I'd be amazed if we see him tomorrow. I'd be surprised if we see him against Arsenal and Burnley, to be perfectly honest, just because of the nature of a hamstring injury. Seems to be minimum 10 days, 2 weeks, doesn't it? So fingers crossed you just get that sort of unexpected delight that it was just a bit of cramp or fatigue in the muscle. But I'm not holding my breath on that one. I think we might not see Gravenberch until at least January the 1st.
Yeah, I think we'll see how that one pans out. His press comments
but you're, sorry, but you're right. I mean, Curtis Jones, then Harvey Elliott, step up. Maybe Gakpo in midfield. You know, maybe you see that.
Trent.
Possibly Trent. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, given the way Joe Gomez played second half again at right back with Trent in midfield, why not? Why not have a look at that? But Curtis, I think what Curtis might do a little bit, it's just add a degree of sort of calm to things. You know, a lot of it on Sunday was obviously quite frantic, wasn't it? You know, it felt like Liverpool was sort of chasing a winner from the word go. Maybe just brings a little bit more of that kind of tactical, you know, reliability. But you want to see him get back to the form he showed. You know, he had a difficult start over in Belgium, didn't he? He hasn't started a league game for a few, so opportunity for him when McAllister, Gravenberch are out.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Absolutely. And the final injury, not everyone might be aware of this one, of course. It's about Ben Doak. So he was taken off 28th minute. Liverpool beat Chelsea at Kirby on Sunday 2-1. It was a late goal from Bobby Clark, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think I'm right in saying. But Ben Doak came off in the 28th minute, replaced by a young Jace Bearden. And it was his knee.
Yeah.
And knee injuries are never great. But like, if Liverpool were, again, another player who might have been involved on Wednesday, at least on the bench. Yeah. People are running out of forwards a little bit. They've got one missing already. It wasn't a great look when Bento hobbled off with a knee. I know we haven't had no official update yet, but it wasn't brilliant.
No, it's not, and it's not good timing for him. Obviously, with the West Ham game, well, again, Burnley.
AFCON coming up, Salah, etc.
Depending how long it is. Indeed, yeah, and fingers crossed it's not a serious injury for him, first and foremost. But yeah, that's another one that just puts a bit of more strain on the bench. You know, I'm guessing he played for the 21s on Sunday with the idea of West Ham on Wednesday. You know, I would have thought he'd have been on the bench for the first team, but probably they deemed, no, it's better for him to get some minutes. So to go down with an injury is not ideal. There were some positives for the 21s. You mentioned Bobby Clark scored the winner. That was his first game in close to 3 months. Great goal as well, if anyone's seen it. A sort of proper... Thierry Henry finishing to the far corner, great for him. Is it too early to put him in the squad for West Ham? Probably, but I know he'd love to. Oakley Cannonier came back, Harvey Blair came back. I don't think they'll be featuring in these games. They probably missed the boat in the sense of the Europa League games earlier in the season. But yeah, losing Doak, it's not the biggest blow in the world in terms of, you know, Ben Doak's injured, but it does put further strain on the bench, the squad, the attacking options that Jürgen's got within games and you know, to rest. You know, for example, he could have started Doak against West Ham for 45 and brought on Salah for 45. Now he can't. It might give a chance to Kate Gordon, possibly, instead, and he moves into that role, but... Yeah, the more bodies you've got at this time of year, the better. And first and foremost, for Ben, let's hope it's not a bad injury.
Yeah, never nice seeing knees. I was just looking, because Kay Gordon wasn't involved with the 21s. He wasn't involved with the 18s. He wasn't on Liverpool's bench. So maybe they are looking after Kay.
Obviously. Yeah, absolutely.
We saw them
got an hour, didn't he?
Got an hour in midweek. But like, I want to speak about this one actually while we're here, because, I might be reading way too much into this, and feel free to just tell me. It was a meaningless game and Liverpool weren't bothered, but like, I found it quite interesting that it was Ben Doak who got shifted away to the left and Kate Gordon played more on the right-hand side. Like, and then almost like he was like a seniority type of thing. I don't know what...
Yeah.
I don't know. I might be reading way too much into that, but like, I think it's fair to say if Gordon is available for the next couple of days, I wouldn't be shocked if he gets minutes in the next week at some point.
No, I thought actually as well. I thought, yes, you know, it was a very difficult game, wasn't it? It wasn't a very exciting game, but I thought he looked quite positive. He carried the ball a few times,
growing,
a few free kicks. Yeah. I don't know this for sure, but I think that was more the type of player Cade is.
Yeah.
Conor Bradley playing right back. You don't want two players who dribble down the line, so maybe you want Cade sort of coming infield a little bit and opening that space. But not, I don't think there's that much wrong with almost pitting them against each other. You know, I've heard people say that about Liverpool Academy players. Actually, Conor Bradley was one that they used. I think it was Bradley, Ramsey, and another forgotten man really, but Isaac Mbeya, someone said, well, almost just let them run and see who runs the furthest. You know, that's the kind of the mentality. You know, don't shy away from the fact that, yeah, they're both pretty much competing for one spot in on the bench maybe or in the squad. You know, like I say, opportunities come from misfortune sometimes, and Ben Doak's misfortune might be Cade Gordon's opportunity, but I don't think anyone would begrudge Cade Gordon an opportunity after the luck he's had. So possibly we'll see him, might see him start against West Ham, might see him on the bench, might see him on the bench in a few games coming up. I'd be delighted to see him come on and make an impact. You know, it's easy to forget how good a player he is, isn't it?
And I think he's brilliant.
Was. Let's hope he gets back to that kind of level that he was at before his injury.
Yeah, I think he's fantastic. Big future, hopefully, for him.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.